Are you ready to win? You're tuned in with Star, Pastor Dab, and Gabe for an hour packed with encouragement, strategies, and resources for families with children with special needs. You're not alone on this journey. Stay tuned because you're ready to win.
All right, guys. Welcome back to another week's show of Ready to Win. This is Star.
And Pastor Dab.
And we've got Gaby Baby and Quentin here, and we are so excited. Of course, we wouldn't be here and couldn't be sounding so great over the air without our favorite engineer, Ellen.
Woo-hoo!
And so we truly give God honor and glory and praise for another week. We pray you guys have had an awesome and amazing Thanksgiving, and we're just excited to share with you guys what God has laid in our hearts this week. But like we do every single week, we start our show off with some inspiration from our favorite pastor, Pastor Dab. So go ahead and take it away.
All right, Star. Thank you so much. I just come today to tell God thank you. Hallelujah. Thankful that we're still in the land of the living. Thankful that we still have a voice and a mouth to open up to praise the Lord today. And we know that this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I hope you all had a great, great Thanksgiving out there. To all our listeners in Radio Land, we're thankful to have you on today with us. And our scripture comes from Romans 12. We're going to do 9 through 14. So it says, don't just pretend, and it's from the book Bible, don't just pretend that you love others. Really love them. Hate what is wrong. Stand on the side of the good. Love each other with brotherly affection and take delight in honoring each other. Never be lazy in your work, but serve the Lord enthusiastically. Be glad for all God is planning for you. Be patient in trouble and prayerful always. When God's children are in need, you be the one to help them out. And get into the habit of inviting guests home for dinner, or if they need, lodging for the night. If someone mistreats you because that you are a Christian, don't curse him. Pray that God will bless him. So it's so key. We want to today to express to you about the acts of kindness, not just during the holidays, but during all throughout the year. Focus on doing good acts of kindness all throughout the years for other people. And Maya Angelou, one of her poems, I love her poem, says, Maya Angelou says, success comes from the heart. If you find it in your heart to care for somebody else, you will have succeeded. So go out there and make a difference in somebody else's life today and share and show acts of kindness. Take it away, Star.
That's awesome. That's exactly what we're going to be talking about today, is the acts of kindness and just loving our brother and our sister and showing them that we care. And, you know, it's biblical. A lot of times, I don't know if people forget that or not, but it's biblical. This is what God's word says. And I love how that book Bible, how it read that. The book Bible is actually one of my favorite versions of the Bible. I just love how it just makes it such a simple read, you know.
Right.
And you know that because you bought me so many of them. And they're not that easy to find, you guys. Every now and again, she'll run across one at a yard sale or a Goodwill or something, and you're like, oh, let me grab it. But, yeah, it's a great, great Bible for anybody that just wants to be able to read the Bible like a book, and it really is awesome. So I really love that. But I love how it read that about helping and feeding one another and clothing one another, your brother and sister. And that's really what we want to do as Christians, is to display that love to our brother and our sister. And I was talking to Mommy, and we were talking like, what are we going to talk about tomorrow for radio program? And I was like, you know, what was on my heart was Thanksgiving is such an awesome time. It holds so many family traditions. I bet you guys can just think of all the many years of Thanksgiving that you've had with your family. And for a lot of people, this is the happiest time of the year. But for a lot of people, this is not. This is not the happiest time of the year. This is the saddest time of the year, because maybe you've lost family members. They've gone on to heaven. You've you know, you're not with the person that you love. It could be your, you know, your family members. You have family members that are in nursing homes or group homes or any type of situation, and it's just not.
Or incarcerated.
Incarcerated, that's another one, yeah. Mm-hmm. Or even just miles and miles and miles away from one another.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so it can, the happiest time of the year can turn into a sad time of the year, which can turn into a very lonely time of the year, which can just begin a downward spiral. And, you know, by the time it's time for New Year's, you know, praise the Lord, you know, these people are still here because they've had to go through all this emotional turmoil and downward spiral with all the holidays and maybe feeling like they're experiencing these holidays alone. And so we just want to give you guys some tips. What are some things that we can do to be a blessing to families and to people that maybe this isn't their happiest, most happiest time of the year and they've had a hard year and they don't have all the family and love that the family and love and the support that you might have in your family. What are some things that you can do to be a blessing to these families? And, you know, a lot of these things, they don't even take a lot of money. It just takes thinking and opening up your heart, opening up your mind, and sometimes opening up your home. You know what I mean? So I know that one of the things that my grandpa said, I never will forget it, is we were in the room, all of our family was there, and grandma had just taken her last breath, and we were all in the room, and he prayed out. He said one thing. He said, we didn't have a lot of money, he said, but we gave you Jesus. And, you know, that was just so profound. He said, mm-hmm. We gave you Jesus. That's what they instilled in us. And they instilled it in my mom and my Aunt Linda and my uncle. Uncle Daryl, and then, of course, when they got married and had their children, they instilled that into us, and of course, that's what we want to continue to do is instill it into our kids. And he said, "We gave you Jesus, and that Jesus that they gave us, that they told us about, that we learned about, that we went to church and learned about, that love, the love of Jesus, is what we want to show and display and exemplify." In our lives on an everyday basis. And I believe, you know, just from the way we were raised and the love that we had growing up, I believe that has carried us a long way. Don't you, yeah. Mommy?
I think it has carried us a long way. And my parents were very kind people, and they showed us how to be kind and how to acknowledge people when you speak to people. Sometimes people walk by you, hundreds of people walk by you, and everybody's in their own little world. They don't see you. I mean, you're walking right past them, almost bumping up against them, especially this time of year. You know, everybody's busy, hustling in the bustle of the Christmas season. And people, you know, just learn how to speak, say hello, you know, show yourself friendly.
That's true. Show yourself friendly. And sometimes, you know, I know some places up north, you know, people, they just don't speak because I don't know if you speak to people, does that show a sign of weakness, or does that make you more susceptible to get robbed? I mean, people are like always thinking all kinds of crazy things, like just shut up and don't say nothing to nobody. You know what I mean? That's the way some people were raised, depending on where you grew up at. But where we come from in this little small town of Ottawa, Kansas, we were, you know, everybody knew everybody. Everybody speaks to everybody. And if you didn't, then you were kind of considered to be rude, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So
you
we want to encourage
you to grow up at, you know?
Yeah, it does.
Look straight ahead, don't look to the left, look to the right. Don't just keep your eyes straight. Don't look at nobody. Don't make no eye contact, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We're always looking at people, smiling at people.
Yeah.
Like
you're just
somebody, an open target, you know? But you don't never know.
Well, praise the Lord. God cover us and keep us. But you guys, one thing you can do is you can, you know, one thing that makes people feel acknowledged, makes people not feel invisible, is just a simple hello, you know?
Yeah.
A simple hello, how are you today? And really listen when they say, I'm doing good, or or such and such. I know I'm not doing so good today. They got, I mean, we hear all kinds of stories because we really ask people how they're doing. And we hear all kinds of stories. They got me working all this overtime. And I don't get this. You know, I got homework to do. Yeah. We hear all kinds of stories from people when we ask how they're doing today. But you guys know what? At least we were there to ask them. And
right.
They feel better. Sometimes they feel better just the fact that somebody cared. You know what I mean?
Somebody asked,
them how they were doing. And so, you know, it makes a difference.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, they were just thankful that somebody wanted to listen to them. So, you know, you just have to be available there to listen, a vessel that God sent you there. Sometimes people just need to vent, you know, so we're there to listen. And after he vented, he was good, you know.
Yeah, he still bagged our groceries up and sent us on our way, you know what I mean? So, but we were there to hear what he had to say. And that, and just him talking to us might have kept him from, you know, going off on his manager, you know what I'm saying? He got it out, you know, got all of his little frustration. We were able to talk him through it. You're going to do fine. I'm sure you're, you know, this day is almost over. You stay encouraged. You're doing great. You know, that kind of thing. So being able to listen and give people some nice words of encouragement, some kind words, some genuine words. They're not fake. You know what I mean? I think because the key thing is when you listen to somebody, then when you talk to them, your words are genuine. They're not just a bunch of words. Sometimes people think that when people are nice and they say nice words of affirmation or encouraging words, that those words are just like not sincere. You know what I'm saying? They just think people are just saying anything. But that's not true, because when you actually took the time to listen to what somebody says, when you speak to them, the words that you're speaking are genuine because you listened. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It would be different if you didn't listen to what they said, but when you're able to give them the encouraging words, they're genuine because you listened. And I think that is the key. So we're going to leave that as our first tip is, so say hello, smile, listen. And I always say smile and nod, mommy, smile and nod. Show yourself friendly everywhere we go. And that's what we try to do, is let our light shine everywhere that we go so that men can see the Lord's good work. Yes. And they glorify the Father. Yes. So the Lord is working on the inside of us, guys. And so let's go ahead and play that song, There's Something Inside.
Yes, Lord.
In class, writing rhymes while other kids writing projects. House full of bills, I didn't really see my mom stressed. Get it on my own by any means was my mindset. Make sure my mom's set, making sure we living right. When I close my eyes, I can still hear her cry at night. Told me stand tall, don't back down, just stay and fight. Keep your head down and keep pushing till you see the light. Told me if you grind, you gon' shine in due time. Life on fast forward, ain't no pause or no rewind. Just believe in God, my boy, and you'll be fine. Now it's a line outside to hear me rhyme.
There's something inside, I gotta keep it alive. There's something inside, I know I gotta survive. There's something inside, I gotta keep it alive. There's something inside, I know I gotta survive.
my carpet red. I'm always right, so you can get the lit. We dream chase it and I bar while you just trace. I made my mark, this here's my race. You really have no place. I gotta be strong. You know I let it try. I promise never give up. I swear I'd rather die. I'm trying to be the guy. So you need to stop it. You're not even a topic. I got the ball, never will I drop it. Swear it's not an option. Gotta keep moving. Gotta keep boxing. I bring the powerhouse. Something like Emma Watson. I can't never fall. Reason I stand stiff. I only know prevail. Reason I can't miss. I secure my spot. They call me Locksmith. We got something inside. You can keep wishing. We got someone inside. So we move different.
I won't give up. There's something inside. I gotta keep it alive. There's something inside. I know I gotta survive. There's something inside. I gotta keep it alive. There's something inside. I know I gotta survive. And I gotta keep it alive, yeah.
All right, there's something inside, and we gotta keep it alive, you guys. Love, love, love that song. That was the very first song that my husband, QLF Productions, Quentin Fields, that he put out, you guys. And it's from his label QLF Productions, and we are just excited about all the great music that is coming from him. He is so creative, and just you guys never underestimate people, because just because they wear one uniform, which he was in the Navy for 24 years and 7 months, but he wore that Navy uniform, but there's so many gifts and talents that people have, and I think you can underestimate people when you don't realize that just because you see them in a post office uniform or a firefighter uniform or a police officer uniform, whatever type of uniform, you might see the person that is a bank teller, but you think that this is what they really, that's what they really do, but that's not who they really are, because you don't really know what they really have on the inside of them until they begin to show you. And that song says there's something inside. You got to keep it alive, you know, and it's so true, because God has placed something on the inside of all of us. And yeah. So that's why we can't get caught up in our title and our positions that we have, different positions that we have, because that might not even be who you really, really are. You know what I'm saying? So so I love that song, and it can mean so much to so many people, but just know that there is something inside of you, and you have to take time to develop that thing that's on the inside of you, that God put it there. It's not like, you know, sometimes we question it. Is that what we're really supposed to do? Is that who I really, am I really supposed to do a song? Am I really supposed to do this, that, or the other? But I remember that when God gave me my first song, questioning, is this what I'm really supposed to do? Am I really a singer? Am I really a songwriter? You know what I mean? But God did that. God put that there. Mm-hmm. And there's something on the inside of so many of us, because God put something on the inside of you. So you have to nurture it. You have to start to, you know, feed it a little bit, and it's going to get stronger and stronger and stronger. And you know what? Now, if you want it to quit, you can't quit, because you know that God has put that there. He's got a purpose and a plan for that gift that he put on the inside of you, and it needs to be brought out to share it with the world. And people are going to be blessed by that very thing that God put on the inside of you. Isn't that something? Think that somebody's going to bless, God is going to bless somebody through the song that he gave you, through the gift that he gave you, through the words that you're going to speak, since we're talking about acts of kindness, since he gave you this love and kindness that he put in your life. All your life he put love into you. And then whenever you meet that broken person, whenever you meet that person that's hurting, that needs a hug, here comes Mrs. or Mr. Love, and just a big blob of love that we're just gonna dump it on this person, because God's been preparing us all these years, filling us with so much love, that when we meet these people that are broken, that are hurting, you're able to give them the very thing that they need at that point in their life. You know what I mean? So
we all have potential. It's up to us to tap into what we have. And that's why we have to look inside of us, because that's where it's at.
It's on the inside of us. Everything that we need is on the inside of us for us to be able to prosper and be in good health. Everything is on the inside. You know, don't look for what you need on the outside, because it all comes from within first.
Right.
To be manifested outwardly.
And one of the things, the songs I love by, I know Tamela Mann says Step Aside, and I believe Yolanda sings it too, but it says, don't question it. These obstacles, they were allowed, you know, and it's like sometimes we question the things that God is doing in our life, you know what I mean? It says this didn't catch God by surprise, and sometimes these things, they catch us by surprise, but God, it didn't catch God by surprise, you know what I mean? And when you think about the fact that what you're going through right now did not catch God by surprise, that he, some type of way, you might not even realize it, but if you really, really think back over your life, you will see how God was preparing you and grooming you and making you the person that you are today. So that when you came across this situation or this obstacle or even this person that came into your life, that you were able and ready to be a blessing and to conquer that. You know, I think about that even with Gabriel, how it did catch me by surprise. I thought it did, having a child with special needs. And now I'm kind of thrown into this whirlwind of special needs and how am I going to figure this all out? But the more I think about it, it's like God was preparing me because he made me loving. He gave me loving parents and loving grandparents, and he made me such a loving person. He also made me a person where I don't sweat the small stuff. You know what I mean? Like, I don't care about sometimes it has to be really, 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 really super, super messy. But most of the time I'm just like, okay, whatever. One of my lines, I say, oh, it's okay. It'll be okay. It'll be okay. He's okay. Everything's okay. You know what I mean? I'm just one of those everything's okay type of people. Whereas some people are totally like, if one thing is out of whack, one thing is out of order, they just freak out about everything. But I am so not that way. And I know it helps, you know, with having a child that makes lots of messes. And, you know, he makes lots of messes, but it's so much, it's not even like, I'm like, okay, your mess just blends in with my mess, so we just got more mess, you know what I'm saying? So, it can be cleaned up. And, you know, and the thing about it is God prepares you. He made me that way. He prepared me. Even when I didn't think I was in preparation, I was in preparation. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I was in preparation and I was in training to meet that challenge that God was going to give me. And I mean, when you think about your life like that, so just know that everything that God has given you, if he's given you a home, you can use that to love people. You can use that to invite people in and show acts of kindness during this time of the year. You know, that's one of the things that we love to do for other families that have that we've met that have children with special needs. It's like we bonded and we spend our holidays together. And that's been like one of our traditions that we've created. And it happened with one of the other families that we met. And when Quentin was gone out to sea for Christmas and Thanksgiving, they would invite us to come over. And we were like, wow, it felt good to be in that family atmosphere. We were making Christmas cookies together. We were doing all kinds of fun stuff together. And it just gave us that love and togetherness. Yes, we exchanged gifts. I mean, it was just so much fun. So we're going to go ahead and you can do that for somebody, you guys. Open up your home, invite people to come in and love on them, especially if you know they don't have family here or their husband is deployed or they've lost their loved ones or their family lives way out of town. Open up your home and be that family that somebody might need. Let's go ahead and play real quick, Light It Up for Christmas.
Shines with your kindness, your smile. Visit and call others every once in a while. Light it up for Christmas.
What you say?
Light it up for Christmas.
Every way.
Light it up for Christmas.
Every day.
the cold weather keep you inside. This is the time to be with family and friends. Don't hibernate and sleep like the bears, but let's go out and spread some good cheer. Help spread the joy, let's make some noise. Let the bells ring, let us all sing. Turn on your lights, shine so bright. Light it up for Christmas each and every day. Let us count our blessings, it's the end of the year. Let your light so shine for others to see. Take time to be thankful and doing good deeds. Loving, sharing, caring, helping others in need. Light it up for Christmas.
Light it up, light it up.
Light it up for Christmas.
Light it up, light it up.
Light it up for Christmas.
Light it up, light it up.
Light it up for Christmas each and every day. Let the warmth of Christmas glow in your heart. You be the glow, with or without snow. For Christmas.
Light it up, light it up.
Light it up for Christmas.
Light it up, light it up.
Light it up for Christmas.
Light it up, light it up.
Light it up for Christmas each and every day. Light it up for Christmas. Christmas each and every day. Light it up for Christmas. Light it up for Christmas each and every day. Help spread the joy. Let's make some noise. Let the bells ring. Each and every day. Help spread the joy. Let's make some noise. Let the bells ring. Let us all sing. Turn on your lights. Shine so bright. Light it up for Christmas each and every day.
All right, you guys. That's Light It Up for Christmas by yours truly, Deborah Ann Bartlett. You guys find her, stream her on Spotify. We have really, really appreciate you guys listening to our program today. We hope that you continue to spread acts of kindness and love throughout this holiday season. Be kind to one another, love one another, open up your home, smile. You've been listening to Ready to Win. This is Star.
And Pastor Dad.
And we are ready to win.
You've been listening to Ready to Win, turning disabilities into unique abilities, an empowered hour to help you and your child with special needs. You're encouraged to get involved in our local special needs community. Learn more at giveawayfoundation.org. That's giveawayfoundation.org. And remember, you're always equipped to win.